Fit Life Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Hanton. Today, we'll be talking to Amelia Deversa, who is a personal trainer, kinesiologist, and a certified life coach. With more than 15 plus years of experience in training, she helps people of all ages who want to live a healthy life and future-proof their bodies and minds sustainably. Today, we'll be discussing how to create lasting habits for a healthy, sustainable lifestyle. And remember, if you're a fan of the show, please remember to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and to leave a review if you enjoyed listening. So let's get started. So Amelia, thank you for hopping on my show. I really appreciate how you're doing today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Good to be here. So before we get started, why don't you give the audience a little backstory about your training or how you got into training or nutrition and fitness?
It started at a very young age. I was super curious about fitness. I did martial arts all my life, and so it kind of got me just curious to learn about how to actually like properly resistance train, and you know, nutrition obviously is a huge piece to that, so that you can do things properly. So I decided once I graduated from high school just to go straight into university, go get my degree in kinesiology and take various courses. And so here I am.
Nice. Yeah. It sounds like you have a wide breadth of experience and I've been doing this for a while. So I love the topic that we're going to be discussing. So I think that a sustainable lifestyle should be the goal, right? Other than just losing pounds or gaining muscle mass. So how would you describe to someone what a sustainable lifestyle looks like? Or what does sustainable mean to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think sustainable looks like something where you actually feel like it's achievable. Okay. And it changes because everybody's life has things that happen, or, you know, maybe you're the holidays, for example. We could take this time right now is a super busy time, and you know, that we can socialize way more again. You might be doing that. So maybe your healthy regimen is going to look a little different, but creating that sustainability is going to help you stay the course. So then when things kind of come back down, you're just right back there again.
Right. So you think, yeah. So I completely agree. And can you give an example from maybe a client you've trained or your own personal experience about how you've incorporate a sustainable lifestyle into your own busy life or one of your clients' busy lives?
Yeah. Well, I'll give an example with clients, like, you know, for example, having them booking weekly, keeping that consistent schedule really creates that accountability, and it kind of builds that habit. And then for, you know, when they're on vacation or something like that, they all like have a program that they can take with them that they've learned at the gym. And so, you know, whether they do 10 minutes of it or the full hour, that's up to them, but now they've got the tools and the knowledge, and I've had a lot of success with clients doing that. So that would be a great example of that. And then personally, I would say, you know, it's something that takes time, like starting, you know, just like going to the gym once a week, and then it was like, oh, I can, you know, do this again, like twice a week now. And it's like something that's like just like brushing my teeth, but that took me 15 years to get there. You know, that would be like a pretty good.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so, you know, you mentioned 15 plus years. So someone could be looking at you and what you do and think, okay, well, I'm just going to do what Amelia does, right? But that's the wrong approach, correct, right?
I think so. I think that all or nothing approach, or, you know, trying to create perfection out of it, is kind of a recipe for disaster, and it's not going to create sustainability. Even just thinking of like the first time I meet a client and they're, you know, really new to the gym, I'm not going to make them go and bust out some pull-ups right away. They're never going to come back. That would be, you know, but maybe we can do a couple bodyweight rows and they'll be like, oh, okay, this is manageable. I got this. And then I'm not in agony the next day. So,
right. Yeah, I think that's a great point about if someone's listening or one of the audience members are listening, how a good way, a good example of where to start, right? So you mentioned you don't have your clients jump right into doing too complex of a movement. So you have them doing just, I agree, like I love just body weight stuff, right? Because that's very easy to do. You don't need any equipment and it's, you know, low impact, and someone could just dive right into that versus diving right into like 5 days a week strength training in the gym, right?
Yes, exactly. Starting with slow incremental change so that it seems achievable. And also, I think the next day you're like, kind of feel like, oh, this is a doable. I've got that instant gratification. Like that's going to keep somebody coming back with any habit that they decide, whether it's in the gym or outside of the gym. So,
yeah. And I think going back to the sustainability piece, that keep coming back aspect is really important, right? Because you want your clients to do something that they know that they can do, and they can do over and over again, ideally for the rest of their lives, right? To create that sustainable lifestyle, right? And so when it comes to some of the habits, though, because you mentioned habits a couple of times, what are some example habits that you have your clients do, or maybe your own personal life for a sustainable lifestyle?
Yeah. Well, a lot of times one of my first questions I ask clients when they come in is, how did you sleep last night?
And that's good.
Yeah. And I just, you know, you're surprised at like the habits around resting aren't there and reflects in when they're exercising and vice. I can attest to that myself, my own experience. So, you know, I really see the importance of like creating habits that make that, like that whole piece, like the rest piece, an important one to start with. And then coming to something like hydration, like how often are you drinking water?
Right.
Some people are like, water, and they'll scoff at me and, you know, can I get that in Diet Pop? Isn't that enough? It's like, no, we need to hydrate. Like,
yeah,
just like starting slow. Maybe it's just a glass a day and then two. And, you know, oh, my muscles aren't as sore anymore. It's like, oh, maybe because you're a bit more hydrated now. So things like that, I really notice are key: sleep, hydration, you know, timing your food. Those are really key habits.
Yeah, and you mentioned a really good point about when it comes to your water intake. Water intake is really important, but I like how you mentioned about how you slowly incorporate water into your life and build that habit up, rather than saying, "Okay, I'm gonna drink 3 liters of water a day starting now." Even though I rely on coffee and soda, I'm gonna jump right into it, right? And so, of course, people are gonna fail at that, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Because most people are like, oh, that's terrible. I can't drink 3 liters. Like, they're not even going to attempt it. So,
yeah. And I threw out 3 liters as just an example. Everyone's listening, I don't have to drink 3 liters. But again, it goes back to your personalized approach. I drink 3 liters of water, but you don't have to drink 3 liters of water a day. But when it comes to the sustainability piece, when you think about those long term habits, obviously, I think everybody understands or knows that drinking water is healthy, right? But it can be really challenging to form those habits. So how would you help your clients form those healthy habits to get them to have a sustainable lifestyle?
Yeah. So things that come to my mind are, how would you set this up to make it easy for yourself? So if I take the water example, it's like, well, maybe before you go to bed, have a glass of water already set at your bedside table. So when you wake up, you're like, oh, there's the water. It's a reminder for you.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe, for example, you've decided that you're going to exercise before work. So laying out your clothes the night before in a visible spot. So when you wake up, it's like your brain is now, okay, yep, this is time. I got to go do this. So having them visible and like accessible, I think, are like two keys to making a habit start and sustainable.
Yeah. And I love those two examples, especially the water, because putting water by your bedside is very, very simple, right? And it is a visual reminder to drink more water, but it's super simple that anyone can do and incorporate in their life. And it's one of those, like we talked about, like an easy, simple habit to incorporate that will lead to longer term success and sustainability, right? And but one thing I want to come back to is the fitness piece, the training piece. It can be really hard for people to form habits to be active, right, and work out or go to the gym, whatever you have your clients do. So what are some other ways people can form those habits to increase their activity or start their activity?
Yeah, you know, I think, again, it kind of goes back to that, you know, let's take out that all or nothing mentality or perfection. And now it's just if for, you know, going for a walk is seems like the most realistic thing, then so be it. That's better than nothing.
Right.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to commit to 10 bodyweight squats every morning. Like, great. Let's do it. Set the workout clothes out and do 10 squats. So then it kind of prepares you. Those small, that the key is just like starting somewhere in small, I think is going to set you up for so much success.
You made like a couple of really great points. So when it comes to starting small, and you brought up, you may have some really great examples. So the water, setting your clothes out. I'm glad you brought up walking, because walking is extremely simple to do and a great place for people to start if they want to increase their activity level. And so how do you help clients go from, okay, we're going to start with walking and then we're going to increase your activity level? Do you have a time frame, or like if someone's listening to this and say, okay, I'm going to start with walking, how do they go from there to, okay, we're going to go to the gym?
Yeah. You know, I would say give yourself like a solid month of doing one thing.
Yeah.
And just really like kind of groove that pattern before you decide to add anything else in. If it still feels overwhelming, like, you know, then maybe you need to step back. Like, I would really like assess how it feels for you, because we're all so different and individual and all have different things going on in our lives. So take that time to really assess where you're at and at least give yourself 1 month before you add something new in.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect response of just doing it for a good enough time and then getting a sense of where you're at and then doing something else after that. I love how you talked about even decreasing something, right? So if you're trying to walk 5 days a week but can only do 3 days a week, it's okay to go back to 3 days a week and start from where you can and then do what you can and then increase from there, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And I think too, you brought up the all or nothing approach. So I'm sure you have clients who come to you with an all or nothing approach of, okay, I'm going to go all in or I'm all out. So how do you work with clients like that who have that all or nothing approach of either it's black or white and there's no in between?
Yeah. You know, I just keep kind of gently reminding people that and encouraging them when things are going really well, like, hey, this is possible. And, you know, we didn't do an all or nothing kind of thing. Or, and also like every month checking in with people and showing them the little progress that they've made by asking people questions. Like, yeah, for example, if someone's had, you know, they started with pain in their shoulder, you know, how's the shoulders feeling? And they're like, oh, you know, and they're testing it out and they're like, doesn't hurt. And I'm like, that's progress. Like,
yeah, right.
You know, so, or like they couldn't squat when they first came because their knees were in pain and now they're doing 20 squats without pain. Like that's progress too. So showing them like it's those little things that you do every week are compounding in a month's time. So
yeah. And I think those, you know, the habits that we talk about or you mentioned, they kind of stack on each other, right? So they kind of stack on each other. And, you know, you don't want to, when it comes to that all or nothing approach, I think a lot of people think they have to do all these big things at once, but it's really just, you know, small habits that you kind of stack on each other that lead to long-term success and ideally sustainability. So when it comes to sustainability, though, you know, ideally it should be a long period of time, right? And maybe for the rest of your lifestyle. So when it comes to sustainable lifestyle, what are some other things other than training and nutrition that you help your clients with?
Yeah, lifestyle. I think for that, it's mostly like a really good example could be, you know, just things that go on, whether it's, you know, things that have been going on in the world, changing our working environment or how we live. You know, these are all stressors that are kind of unpredictable and we can't necessarily, they're out of our control. But, you know, if you've created this habit of trying to maintain a routine with what you can do, I find that for sustainable purposes, people are much more resilient and they can withstand all these different things that happen and find their new normal, whether, you know, maybe they were, again, I come back to the exercise example, but maybe they were doing 5 hours before the pandemic, for example, you know, and now they're like, okay, 3 is the most reasonable, or they've worked it up again. So being okay with all those changes and knowing that it's temporary and things will, you know, get better or not. But
Right. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly it. And when it comes to the sustainability piece, it does help you if you have a sustainable lifestyle with fitness and nutrition. It does help you weather those obstacles better than an unsustainable lifestyle, right? Because you're more better equipped to handle, you know, the curves that life throws at you. So obviously the pandemic is a big one that changed a lot of things for a lot of people. But I know for me personally, and probably for you and some of your clients, that, you know, if you have a sustainable lifestyle, you can still hit your nutritional goals. Even, you know, even if a lot of things are shut down, you can still find some way to get some activity in during your day, like a walk or resistance band. So I do find that people who have a sustainable lifestyle, they can overcome those curveballs that life throws at them better than someone who is just trying to make it work and they're struggling because it's just too overwhelming, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's the key, I think. So kind of allows you to just pivot, adapt, and, you know, when you're taking out that all or nothing approach, it kind of clears more space for you to just do what you can.
Right. And it also allows you to fit other things in your life as well. If you're focusing on having a sustainable approach rather than an all or nothing approach, you can fit in time with your family or other priorities, right? And I think, you know, ideally health should be a high priority in life, but obviously everyone has other things going on, work, kids, you know, extracurricular activities. But a sustainable lifestyle when it comes to health and fitness also means that you can also do other things in your life. It's not a all-in approach, or again, going back to the all or nothing approach, right? With fitness and with, and your health.
Yes, exactly. I think it's such a good metaphor for everything. Like you just said, like extracurricular activities, your family, your friends, what, you know, work, it allows you to kind of be able to manage all of it. So,
yeah. So let's talk about, go back to a sustainable lifestyle again, when it comes to nutrition, because that's obviously a challenge for a lot of people is they take an all or nothing approach where I'm going to cut out food groups, or they're going to, you know, restrict themselves, or they're going to, you know, eat chicken, rice, and broccoli every day. So when it comes to nutrition and from a nutrition perspective for a sustainable lifestyle, what are some habits that you help people with in with just the nutrition piece?
Yeah. So number one, just I always like let them know that, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to eat, but I'm going to I tend to ask people a lot of questions just so I get a better sense about their, you know, what are their current habits. Mm-hmm. And one thing I recommend to everyone is to actually like write down, just take 3 days in 1 week and like make a list of like what you eat, what time you eat. Yeah. You know, if you're eyeball the amounts, kind of like give a suggestion so that you actually can visually see what are your current habits.
Yeah.
And then from there, like, you know, if clients want to come to me and show that to me, I tend to ask them like, hey, like, tell me which ones are working for you and which ones aren't. And circle, like, give me two that aren't, and just circle them. And then from there, they kind of find, oh, wow, I really don't eat any protein. Like, yeah. Okay. They're like, you know what? I'm going to add protein in my breakfast and in my lunch now. I'm going to try that. And that's, say, the only thing they change. And then after like a month, they come back to me and they're like, whoa, I feel so different.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great approach. I'm also a big proponent of doing some sort of food tracking, especially if a client has no knowledge of nutrition, right, or how much protein they're eating, and because that's all data that you can use to then determine, okay, what are the next steps. And I agree that a lot of people are going blind, right? They don't really know what they're eating or how that impacts their goals or how much they should eat, and so they kind of just do whatever, trying to figure it out. So I love the idea of just even for 3 days. I think that's a fantastic idea, because 3 days doesn't seem like it's too demanding or too much for people to do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's quite astonishing, like, how successful that has been for a lot of my clients. So.
Right. Yeah, I think for anyone listening, that's also something that you can do if you're struggling with your nutrition, is just start by documenting. And I'm assuming you have your clients just use, you know, pen and paper, but there's also apps after that. Yep. So, and that's something anyone could really do on their own, is just, you know, write down what they're eating throughout the day for 3 days, just to see what are you actually putting in your body and how that impacts how you feel and your goals and your health. And that way you can have a better understanding of what you're doing versus just kind of throwing food around and going in blind, right? So it seems like it's really easy for people to do if they're listening. They just want to get a better understanding of their nutrition, which I think is fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you.
And so, yeah, and one other thing I want to get to, though, is on the food tracking piece. So one thing that I know people struggle with is when it comes to sustainable nutrition, is that a lot of times they think that they have to go to extremes on, you know, either do something extreme with their diet or they're not doing enough. So how do you help people find that happy medium where they can just have a nutrition plan that's sustainable, that they can just do for a long period of time, versus, like, you know, they do those yo-yo diets where they kind of just gain weight back then lose it, gain weight back then lose it?
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, I feel like there's so many ways to answer that question. Mm-hmm. The top things that come to my mind is, you know, there are sometimes a time and a place for restriction depending on what you want to do. Mm-hmm. But if it's for sustainability purposes, that probably is not like going to be the best method,
right,
for you in the long term. So I would in that case, I would be like talking to someone about looking at like, what can you keep in your life? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. focusing on what are you going to add to it? Because a lot of times when they're adding in the water and the protein, and maybe they're adding in more vegetables into their diet, and like maybe they do want to eat whole grains, because I'm mm-hmm. I believe in carbohydrates.
So do I. Yep. So do I.
So, you know, if they're focusing on all these things, they're not really going to have time to focus on what to take out.
Right. Right. So, right.
That's kind of the approach that I usually will talk to people about sustainability, mm-hmm. like in terms of keeping the nutrition aspect, and then just like continuing to focus on that. And I actually have a transformation guide that gives you a checklist on like different nutrition things that they can focus on.
Yeah, let's just jump into that. So, me tell the audience a little bit more about that guide that you have, because I think it sounds like a really great resource for someone that's interested in sustainable.
Yeah, so this I have a 30-day transformation guide, and it basically gives you a rundown of my top go-to habits. It comes with workout videos and also just like a tracking guide. So that way people can choose how many habits that they want to focus on and tick them off. So they're, you know, measuring their progress. They have something to be accountable to. And yeah, that's kind of it. It's free. So
it can't be free. Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, like we talked earlier about tracking, and you know, I think it is, people look at it as, you know, time consuming, right? They don't want to take the time to track all these little things, but I think it's a fantastic tool to use, not just for accountability, but also just, again, just to learn more about what you're doing and how it impacts your life, right? So I think it's fantastic that you have, that you give people a free tool to kind of track what they're doing, which I think is really important. It can be really eye-opening for people too when they start tracking what they're doing or what they're putting in their bodies.
It really is, yeah. Yeah, I've had a lot of people tell me like, whoa, I didn't know I was doing that. Or
Yeah.
So, yeah. And myself included, like over the years, like learning nutrition.
Yeah. I still track my food every once in a while just because I'm curious about how much I'm eating exactly. So I think it's a pretty, really good tool. But Amelia, I really thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. Appreciate the conversation. And I'm sure a lot of people learn more about sustainability, and you mentioned some really great habits that people are going to easily implement in their lives, which I think is really important.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
So that wraps up today's episode. Thank you very much for listening, and make sure to check out Amelia on the social media links in the podcast notes. And if you're a fan of the show, please remember to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and to leave a review if you enjoyed listening. So until next episode, take care of yourselves, and remember, the best project you'll ever work on is you.